Commissioner Mercurimi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question to staff. You know, my reading from the situation, which I find troubling, is that this is potentially another incident of government asking for forgiveness rather than permission, and that's a maxim that often gets local government into trouble. And so what I'm trying to understand here is that by the actions that were permitted in the bulldozing, which by the pictures, if pictures alone were any usefulness towards evidence, looks a bit of a like scorched earth, where they're absolutely trying to, in essence, lose the evidence that might be helpful in this deliberation. What do we know about any of the enforcement actions locally that were responding to the fact that that was an unpermitted use of bulldozing?
Through the chair, I believe the city of Long Beach did go out and shut the operation down at some point, and they don't have, and they didn't have permission from the city of Long Beach. That's my understanding.
Well, but it helps me inform at the place that we're in right now. Was there a cease and desist order?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Then what finally caused the cessation of bulldozing?
It,
other than a gentleman standing in front of a bulldozer.
Was that and a combination of us interjecting ourselves into that violation and making phone calls to the city of Long Beach?
I believe that's correct. and good for Coastal Commission for doing just that. But I want to understand the responsibility that had been orchestrated by the city of Long Beach so that it's clear to me where there is the recognition that they are potentially or had gone too far. I'd like to understand, was there any other kind of enforcement follow-up by within city on this particular act?
Not that question, if I'm allowed to.
No,
not,
sir.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry. Have a seat.
I was there.
Have a seat, sir.
It's not relevant.
Not that I'm aware of. No, I don't know the what other measures the city went forward with.
Do we have attorneys here for the city, like the city attorney themselves, that's posted here, present here?
No.
But yet this was a city-sponsored project, meaning that not city-sponsored, but that it was permitted somehow by somebody from within the city to allow this to move forward, correct?
No, that's not my understanding. I believe it was unpermitted. There's allegations
I'm sorry,
that
I didn't
there
mean
was
to say
a,
permitted in the official way.
There's allegations that there was some wink and a nod or something.
That's
the city,
what I mean. Thank
and
you.
And I can neither confirm nor deny that.
You want to ask the applicant?
Yes, I do. Could the applicant come forward? Maybe your attorney. I think it's probably best.
Tamara Stein, followed by Sean Hitchcock. There were actions brought by the Quality Management District to find Mr. Hitchcock, as he'll tell you, and he stepped up and paid it. And
paid what exactly, just so I understand?
It was several thousands of dollars, $5,000, $6,000, for
she's talking about air
into
quality
the cap.
Violations.
For the one?
One elevated methane location.
Yeah, release of the methane from the gas, I mean from the cap, when it was intruded upon. The South Coast Air Quality Management District enforcement was on the site to pretty much at the same time or the next day. When did they arrive?
Shortly after.
They were there, and they later fined Mr.
Hitchcock. So my question is, that's a consequence of you being on the land. I want to know, what was the enforcement action of you actually entering the land to instigate the action that was taken?
Like with respect to the city of Long Beach. Mr. Hitchcock did interact with the city of Long Beach beforehand.
There is no
state your name, sir.
Sean Hitchcock. There is no city permit required for the clearing work that's done, and the city, frankly, didn't know that there was one needed, and neither did I. And that's what found out, and then I stepped up and took care of whatever needed to be taken care of afterwards. And the method used to clear is the method used to clear for more than an acre of land.
I just want to zero in on that. There is no code within the city of Long Beach that requires for you in order to move machinery in this particular area that you are not obligated to have a permit?
Correct. No permit is required for that work. No city permit is required. I'm sorry, there is a coastal permit required. No city permit is required. And that is constant, and that's the same in most all cities.
Well, I represent the city and county of San Francisco, and I can tell you that you no way could do that, and you would be in strong violation of our, of many codes, both on planning and building inspection. This would be a significant violation. So I'm trying to understand so that I'm applying in the most even-handed way.
That's not
by my understanding and knowledge of our own law, how that this comports with what he's saying.
Well, obviously, under the city's LCP, a coastal development permit is required for this activity. This constitutes development as defined under the LCP.
Restoration is, in my opinion, a bare minimum. It's a floor, not a ceiling in this case. I would seriously think about restitution in addition to restoration. I would also recommend that we don't stop short in this conversation nor preclude our authority from considering penalties for enforcement and lack of compliance. I am not sold by the sort of fuzzy way that this is sort of been illustrated to us, that a wink or a nod, maybe by somebody in the city of Long Beach, maybe not, is what motivated the applicant for moving forward. If that is the case, sir, you have been greatly disserviced, then, I think, by the city of Long Beach, and that person should be exposed, quite frankly. And if that's the case, then I would seriously ratchet this up to the higher authorities for an investigation. This is the wrong way to go, and this is really what taints confidence in government altogether, especially when it comes to highly volatile and controversial land use projects. And trust me, in a city that I represent that is very densified, limited by 47.4 square miles, these issues are highly pronounced and high profile, so we feel them considerably.